Have you ever wondered why you aren't getting the results, relationships, or life that you want, or why some of your clients run into the same problems? I'm certified life coach Lindsay Pullman, and I'm here to tell you that there's nothing wrong with you. There's just more to understand about the multifaceted beauty of the human body. I believe that being trauma-informed is an essential standard of care for coaches, and I'm here to support life coaches who recognize that there is so much more than mindset work when it comes to supporting ourselves and our clients responsibly. So glad you're here. Come on in. This is part two of a two-part series on grief. Thank you so much for being here. You're going to find so much valuable information in this particular episode about what to say, what not to say, things to do, what not to do. But always, always make sure that you are taking what resonates with you, that feels aligned with you and your body. Another thing I love to think about grief is that it's healing in motion. Okay. With loss, it's okay if it comes up in 18,000 different ways, hundreds of times. When I think about some of the major, major grief that I've experienced as a human, the song that actually comes to my head is that Death by a Thousand Cuts song by Taylor Swift. And the idea is, it's not that I'm like trying to grieve. It's not that I'm like dialed into something being sad and always trying to find ways that something's really, really hard. But my experience of grief with some of the tougher things, circumstantial things I have had to grieve in my life, it has felt like multiple deaths, even when an actual human hasn't died. And giving myself that permission to experience it in that way has helped me move through stuff so much more in such a supportive way, where I just have so much love and compassion for myself. Okay. So let it be complex. Let it be simple. Let it be easy. Let it be hard, whatever it needs to be for you. The more we understand grief, trauma, emotional processing, and more, different contexts of patriarchal systems and things like that, the deeper and quicker the line of healing for ourselves and our clients on respective body timelines. Okay. Now, for you coaches, when it comes down to the specifics of supporting clients with this, this is something I go deeper in with my relationship trauma certification for coaches. And just if you're curious, my next cohort starts in late January 2023. And I'm letting you know now because I do have some bonuses for people who sign up by the end of November. And so now if you go to lindsaypullmancoaching.com, you can scroll down after tapping the trauma certification button. You can scroll down and see what more of those details entail. All right. So, and for coaches, I'm bringing this up, this stuff about grief, because oftentimes the symptoms of grief are not just thoughts. So if someone's coming to you and they're sharing grief and something they're sad about, are we sitting there as like little thought detectives trying to pick out thoughts to, turn on them so that they can see that they're only creating this grief because of their thought? Context matters. And so for you or for a client, it can be so beneficial and supportive to look at where your client is situationally before jumping into some of these ideas, whether it's just thoughts or, ooh, they're acting this way. Maybe it's a trauma response, or, sometimes I kind of see grief and shame wrapped up in each other too. And so the more that you understand that as well, the more you can tease that out too. Because the thing is like behaviorally, grief can look like a lot of things. It can look like uncontrollable rage, fear, clinical depression, panic, a trauma response, crying, heaviness, depression. Someone in grief can be functioning, but can appear to be situationally non-functioning. All right. So if you think of someone who's lost a pet, that grief can be incredibly intense. And it may appear, they may be presenting that they're non-functioning or in a trauma response. And I'm not saying that those aren't true or can't be true, but also sometimes clearing that grief and recognizing there could be something there can help you see more clearly what is, what the client's wanting help with or what needs to be looked at or whatnot. It's more just clearing the smoke to see what's at the core of your client's experience. Okay. And again, as a coach, if you are wanting to look at this with your clients, let's remember and be mindful of safety and consent. Are you creating safe environments for your client's grief to come out or for your grief to come out? I know we can't put a stake on our client's safety 100%, right? But I do think that there are things we can do to facilitate the most opportunity for a safe environment for clients, okay? And also, go easy on yourself too. If your client doesn't feel safe enough to process grief with you, this isn't always a reflection on you. Sometimes this needs to be done alone or in the care of a trauma therapist, okay? Here are some reminders about grief that you can apply to yourself or for your clients, depending on where you're at. Give yourself permission to feel grief for as long as you want or as much as you need. Okay? Your grief is yours to process. People can know as little or as much as you want them to know about your specific situation. Just because someone asks you a question doesn't mean you have to answer it. Okay? And you know, you don't need to have all the answers to let grief move through. Sometimes it's more somatic. Sometimes we just need to cry things out. And so all the answers aren't always going to come in words. There's nothing to be fixed with grief, okay? You don't need to listen to anyone trying to fix your situation. Now, they may just be responding because they're uncomfortable with your pain and they have, you know, maybe some unconscious belief that fixing you will help them feel better too. That isn't yours to do for them, okay? So just kind of something to keep in mind. Another thing is, you know, check in if possible to just determine what it is that you need or what your clients need. If it's just you, you can ask yourself, you know, what do I need most right now? What feels like love for me? What does safety look like in this moment? Okay. Now, a few other things you can say to validate your grief might be, is there anything I can release right now? How can I make my day go easier? What's the next thing I need to know? If I were my own best friend, what would I tell her? This is hard. That's okay. This is hard, and I don't have to have all or any answers right now. It's okay that this came back. This doesn't mean anything about me. Okay. Now, some things that you can say to validate someone else in their grief might be, what do you need most right now? What's on your mind and heart? How can I best support you? What can I do to make your life easier right now? What do you need from me? Which hat? I'm here. Oh, I can't imagine. I am here to listen, whatever you need. Do you need me just to sit? Do you need someone just to sit by and not talk to? I can be there. I can be that too. Now, and you know, think about the dynamic of the relationship with who you're saying this to, because these words can be offered while we're setting appropriate boundaries for ourselves. I know sometimes as women, we're kind of conditioned to betray our needs in the name of supporting someone else and their in whatever they're going through. And so just know that all of this stuff can be done with you know, self-protection, with alignment, setting boundaries if needed. All right. Some phrases that may come off as invalidating to a person grieving, which I have probably heard all of these at some point in my life. At least you have blank, 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 right? Oh, at least this, or at least this didn't happen. It could have been worse. Don't cry. This was God's will. Hey, even if it's God's will, when people are in grief, usually that's not what they want to hear. Sometimes I think that's the thing you would let, something you would let them say for themselves. Okay. I actually think a delicate one, a phrase that I hear a lot in the coaching industry, I don't think it's wrong to use it all the time, but I think it's just something to be more delicate with using is like, how is this happening for you? I think if I were to use that phrase with a client, I would wait till a lot of that smoke has cleared. And I would probably ask it in a different way so that they can organically more like wait for a moment where they're organically going there and seeing how it's happening for them personally. At least you don't have to worry about money. At least you have other kids. At least you have another kid now. If it were me, I would do this. I think a lot of times us sharing what we would do instead it can be a little bit dismissive and discounting of what they're actually going through. Okay. I think some people share their experience and they think it's a way to connect to someone in their grief. And while it may be for some, it might not be for others. So know your audience, know the person that you're talking to. I think that the connection generally comes from letting them be seen and heard by being there presently in the moment that you are with them. Okay. So for you, what phrases come to your mind that can be helpful to utilize with yourself and your clientele? This is kind of something fun to think about. One of my favorite poems on grief, I'm just going to close with this stuff. I mean, I feel like I have a few more questions I'm going to help you ask yourself. I'm going to give to you to help you understand, you know, maybe where you can go with some of your tougher relationships. But there's this poem I really want to share about grief. It says, "The work of the mature person is to carry grief in one hand and gratitude in the other, and to be stretched large by them. How much sorrow can I hold? That's how much gratitude I can give. If I carry only grief, I bend towards cynicism and despair. If I only have gratitude, I become saccharine and won't develop much compassion for other people's suffering. Grief keeps the heart fluid and soft, which helps make compassion possible." I hope I said saccharine right. So with respect to any of your tough relationships or anything you're worried about this upcoming season, ask yourself, what can I release today? What feels like safety for me? What feels like love for me? What do I feel safe enough to release today about my tough, you know, one of my tough relationships? As we open up to grief, it's possible that it expands the depth and of compassion and gratitude that we can feel. For you, maybe grief recently passed. And what if while you're in the throes of your grief, you could still feel gratitude? I think this comes up as we develop our capacity to ground ourselves in our grief as it arises. So wherever you are, let it be until it no longer needs to be. Grief is a reminder of our aliveness, of the depths of our being. When we allow ourselves to feel it for what it is, it becomes oddly beautiful and invigorating. What would it look like to intentionally create space for more grief in your life? Ultimately, clearing the smoke of grief as it comes to you or your clients allows you to see what's ready to be looked at with more clarity. I think this process of being able to do this for myself and for clients has made huge, huge difference in the healing that comes for them. And I've had multiple clients tell me mid-program or after-program that they've never been so real, so honest, so vulnerable or authentic with any other human in their life. And to be able to bring their whole self to coaching calls and still sense and know of my love and non-judgment has been everything to them. Holding a space for someone to be seen, held, heard, and healed. Quite possibly for the first time ever in their lives. This is such sacred ground that we hold as coaches, as humans. Okay. And I'm not saying that to toot my own horn. I know there are so many of you doing that out there and understanding that knowing how to support someone in their grief, this is one way to truly do that for another human. And thank you so much for being here today. And if you want to learn directly from a grief expert and you're a coach and you're ready to come be a part of my trauma coach certification, I have a grief expert scheduled to do a workshop with all of my students next month. So people in my past, present, and future cohorts. So if you join my trauma certification before the workshop date, which is going to be in December, you get to attend live and ask any questions that you want. And if you happen to join anytime after this workshop, but before the coaching circle starts in late January, you can still have immediate access to this and other past workshops. So another thing too, if you're not a coach, I am planning to do a grief circle in December where we come together with notebook, pencil in hand to process any grief related to tough circumstances that we're going through right now. And that's going to be open to anyone. So if you want more details about that or about my trauma certification program for coaches, make sure you are on my email list so you can get those emails. Thank you so much for being here, for listening. Have a wonderful day. if you're wanting more support in processing and moving through your grief, or if you want to learn more about how to support your clients with this, I highly recommend joining my email list. Go to lindseypullmancoaching.com, scroll to the bottom of one of the pages. Let's make sure that you are covered, whether it's for you or for your clients, because I do have some offers that are going to go out to my email list first and foremost this month. So are you ready to become a part of our forever community of trauma-informed coaches? Go to lindseypullman.com and see if my advanced certification is a fit for you. And we ready to heal is what we pursuing. Coaches change lives, it's what we doing. This the place to be, no need to panic, see. Nah. We got each other's backs in this healing community. Yeah. Wanna know the facts? It's simple. When we coming together, yeah, we got unity.